The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as mentioned there, today was the third day of the trial of 52-year-old Riad Bouchacker of no fixed address at the Central Criminal Court in Dublin. Bouchacker appeared before the Central Criminal Court charged with the attempted murder of two young girls and one boy and an assault causing serious harm to a care worker at Parnell Square East in Dublin City on November 23rd, 2023. And he has pleaded not guilty to 8 charges in total. And just a warning that some listeners may find some elements of this next conversation distressing. I'm joined now by our reporter, Alex Rowley. Alex, tell us about the first witnesses the court heard from today.
Yeah, Ciara, well, things got underway at about 11:45 today, and we began with evidence from Gardaí in the mapping section. This regarded two photos, and the court heard that they were shown to a childcare worker to assist Gardaí, and CCTV was then shown to the court from the area. The court heard that it showed to appear what appeared to be a male wearing black speaking with a gentleman employed by Dublin Bus, and then this wasn't cross-examined by defence. We then heard from a childcare worker. Now, she says she met with Gardaí the day after the alleged incident. That would have been the 24th of November, 2023. And she said she was asked to view CCTV of a line of children and two childcare workers outside a school on the 23rd. And two stills from a Dublin Bus CCTV camera were then shown to the jury and the woman. And she then proceeded to identify the people in these photos that she could recognise. And she told the court she assisted Gardaí in identifying those. And again, this witness was not cross-examined. After that, the prosecution called a witness, which was a Garda from the Divisional Scenes of Crime Unit that was based in Mountjoy, Niall Ormsby. Now, he says he was requested to attend Parnell Square at around 1:55 on the 23rd of November 2023. And he'd been made aware that there were multiple stabbings. A booklet of 16 photos were then shown to the jury, and these included aerial photos and street-level photos of Parnell Square and surrounding areas. One photo showed a bag on the footpath near where the alleged incident happened, and the court heard that another was showing a beige jacket hanging on a railing, and another photo of this jacket was it open, being held by a member of an Garda Síochána O'Connor. This was then presented and held up in court, and the prosecution was asked to confirm if it appeared to be stained with blood, and the witness did confirm that. Now, other items shown included a black navy child's jacket, that was what it was described as, and what was described as a pink and green school bag, along with a black jacket, which was again small, and it was said to appear to be stained with blood. Now, a green area across the road was pictured, and along with other pictures, which appeared to show a black handled knife. And then another photo the court heard was a packaging of a carbon knife described as being about 24 centimetres on the packet. And the court heard that this was taken from a navy rucksack, which again was pictured at the scene in a separate photo.
Okay, Alex, you heard from a number of witnesses then, and the jury was shown CCTV footage?
That's right. Well, the next witness after a short break was a woman who said she'd been in Dublin that morning, and she said she was walking through the city when she heard what she described as something disturbing. She said she was shopping in the area around the city and told the court what she'd been wearing that day, and she confirmed that she was in the Mary Street area. Now, she says she heard a person being quite aggressive near where she was in the area. And just a warning for some listeners that there's some bad language in this, but she says she was walking along and heard a man say, "Shit Irish, shit effing Irish." She says she walked on and later heard a man say the same thing again. Some people nearby, she says, laughed, but she says she didn't find it funny. Now, eventually, she says she went into a shop and later on became separated from him, but did get a glance of him at one stage, and she told Gardaí that he'd been wearing dark clothes. Now, the court did see CCTV, as he said, Ciara, so she pointed herself out on Mary Street at the top of the footage, and she then pointed out the man coming around a corner onto the street, and this had to be played a number of times just so she could confirm it. And the next witness then was a Dublin Bus employee who says he got to Parnell Square where he was going to start his shift at around 12:45, and says he was approached by a man wearing a black shirt, jet black hair and had a jet black beard, asking where a school was. Now, he says this man moved off and he didn't know where he went then, but he carried on with his work. And afterwards, he became aware that there had been an incident at Parnell Square earlier in the day. And then he decided to ring Gardaí and report that interaction. So again, the CCTV was shown he pointed himself out on CCTV and says he thought he'd been speaking to a colleague there at the scene, but didn't see him on the CCTV. And he had thought that the man he can see in CCTV is wearing a hat, but says he doesn't remember the person he interacted with wearing a hat. And then again, he said he was almost certain that he had been interacting with the colleague, but he says he couldn't see that in the footage.
Alex, after lunch today, while there was no further CCTV shown, there were a number of people also claiming to have interacted with a man on the 23rd of November 2023. What did they have to say?
Yeah, well, the first one was an apprentice electrician who was working in the area. So he says he was working at a site in Rutland Place, that's near Parnell Square. So as he says he was walking to work, he said that somebody had kind of tried to get his attention and said, excuse me, and he remarked that he didn't have great English. But he said, this person apparently said to him, school, where is school? And this apprentice said he didn't know, and that he was trying to get back to work, and it was late. He was already late as it was. So in court, he described the man as stocky, wearing a dress shirt, black jacket, jeans, and a black hat. And later that day, he says, after he'd heard about the incident, he told his foreman on the site, who had advised him to go and report the earlier interaction to Gardaí. Now, the last witness that we heard from was a receptionist working in the area of Parnell Square, and says a man had come into the building and described him as wearing a brown coat and had a dark coloured beanie, and she says she saw a scar on his face. And she asked if she could help him, and he says that at first he didn't respond. When she asked again, he says, no worries, I'm waiting for someone. She says she then asked him again, who, and he responded, my friend and the kid. And she says she later became aware of an incident outside the building and went to look. And she says that she saw a man lying on the ground covered in blood and had thought that a car accident had actually happened. So she alleges that the man that she actually then saw was the person who had entered the building beforehand earlier in the day. And she says that she also saw a little kid on the floor at this stage. And she said, she told the court then that she was becoming very emotional. So in cross-examination then, she confirmed that she was sure this was the same man who had spoken with her earlier. And then again, when she was pressed on the detail about the scar, she says she was sure that he had a scar on his face. And after that cross-examination, then the jury was sent home for the weekend. They were told to put this case aside. And again, the usual warning was given as well about not discussing the case.
Okay. News Talk reporter Alex Reilly, thank you very much for joining us from the Central Criminal Court.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.